Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What up, y'all? How was everybody weekend?
Adequate.
Good. I had my birthday weekend, so I was turning up.
What was you doing?
Happy birthday.
What was you doing?
Yo, no. So I had like a weekend full of stuff. We did like perfume making the first night and like dinner.
Perfume making.
Yeah, like you. So it's really dope. Like they give you like it's like 100 cents. And so you start smelling them and then you put a drop on a strip, like the ones that you like, and you can choose up to 10. And then you take all the strips and you go like this together. And if you like the scent, like that's your scent. And they'll like tell you the ratios and you take home
that's
a bottle
cool.
of perfume. Mm-hmm. Or like if you don't like it, the like they have like professional people who will smell and be like, oh, it's this one. Take it out. Now smell it.
That's how
it was really cool.
Did you get one that like you would use?
Oh yeah, I got it on now. It smells so good. Like it's because it's you. It's the smells you like. So
what is it? Like green tea and eucalyptus.
Hey Meg, did anybody stand up and said I ain't got no common sense? I would have done that.
Y'all just bombing left.
I don't care. That shit was hilarious.
Early. Just get them out the way early.
Formed against me, baby.
I liked it. I don't care. Y'all ain't got no common sense. Second time? No?
Where is that from? Is that a quote or are you just saying that loosely?
That's probably some like, young people
like,
movie.
Like sense? S-C-N-S-C-E-N-T?
Oh!
Come on, Roxy. I need you right now.
Oh, wait, I got you. That shit.
Y'all didn't feel it like it.
That shit was great.
Y'all ain't got no common sense.
Nah, not again. Not again. Leave the store. Just leave the motherfucking store at this point.
Third time.
And then we went to this. It's a really good restaurant. The food is so good there. So it's a Mediterranean restaurant, but it's like very Atlanta because there's hookah. And then when it's your birthday, they have this like lit up sign that says happy birthday behind you. But it's a restaurant.
Bottle service?
Exactly. But it's a restaurant. But it was really, the food was amazing.
Of course they got hookah. Atlanta can't be that without no
service.
No hookah, no lamb chops. You're going to get one of the two.
I had both of them, actually, at this restaurant. I was very Atlanta.
There was sparklers and stuff?
Yes.
It was sparklers. It was just a regular restaurant?
Oh,
really restaurant. But they have it like they have a DJ later on, but it's like they're trying to like merge the whole like Atlanta scene with a restaurant, basically.
I feel like every restaurant in Atlanta got a hookah, a DJ,
and a
lamb chops
and sparklers.
Yes, that sounds about right. But it was cool. And then Saturday was dope. We did rug making and then like it is dope. It's like a So you pick like something and they give you an outline. Mine was just like this graffiti M, and then they show you how to use the gun. You like da 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 da. It's like a machine gun.
Yeah.
But your creativity led you to the letter M of all things you could make.
I could have picked just anything. Like she had a set amount of things, and so I thought like, okay, I'm gonna put it in my office. Which one of these things matches my? It was the M. Okay, so just like shut up, Pat.
You have it? Can I see it?
Shut up,
Pat. No. It's, so after you make it, it takes like 2 to 3 weeks because she got to put a backing on it. She like, it's like a for real like rug, or you can hang it on a wall. So
it's rug planning.
In a couple weeks, huh?
So you were rug planning.
Okay, that one was funny.
No, I made it.
No, Roxy, no.
Come on, rug planning.
Don't give it to him, Roxy.
You don't have the rug.
Hey, he be booking me for stuff. Pat's hilarious. That's I know.
Hey. Don't do that.
Wow. That did not help him, Roxy.
Hey, you know how to play the game, Roxy, my man. Yeah, you know
that's funny, Pat. It's going to be Patrick a Cloud? Wide on the set on their version.
So I'm going to be hilarious for the rest of this episode, right?
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to be cracking up the whole time.
Did anybody stand up and say, y'all ain't got no common sense?
No, Lulu. Not you too. Not you too, Tahir. Shut it up.
I'm laughing at the fact you laughed at that four times. That's ridiculous.
Privilege.
Hey, you just come up with that.
That privilege. Shit is crazy.
Privilege laughs.
That shit is man. Crazy.
That's Ray.
Why. That shit's crazy.
You need to write these down.
A genius. Called, genius.
Art downtown, and they give you a canvas, and it's called the Fluid Art Experience, where you fill five cups full of paint, and then they have like a plastic cup that they cut the bottom off of. You place that on your canvas, and you pour up to three colors in it. Then you open and kind of place it back down, and you do that like 4 to 5 times on the canvas, and then you lift it up, and you just let the paint kind of roll down, and that's how the painting looks. So it looks like those marble paintings that you see in people's offices all around. It's a pretty dope experience.
Fancy.
They have that one, and they have one where you can actually fill balloons full of paint, and you put the canvas under them because they're hanging, and you shoot the balloons with a BB gun, and whatever it falls as, that's the design.
That's
it falls on this machine that after it falls, it spins it around. So it like distributes the paint equally over the whole canvas.
That's awesome.
I saw that on TikTok.
Yeah, they invited me out.
What's it called?
It's called Shot of Art.
The dude pouring the paint on women laying down.
Freaky ass. That's a different thing.
That seems like the most fun type of art. Everything else looks really difficult.
Pouring it on women?
No. Well, yeah, that too. But I mean, just like that random thing where they just be throwing the paint, and then it's just like whatever it is my art, you know.
Yeah, as opposed to like action.
That's fun.
You see that dude that get paid to like put the art put the paint like that over exotic vehicles like Rolls Royce and Lamborghinis. He literally gets paid just to do that.
To throw that shit on people on their cars.
Yeah, that's He would just be throwing the paint.
Chuck that
car.
Shit. Hey, I want to do that.
That is
how much did I get? How much did I pay for? Like, I want that job.
Just right? Shit.
So then, does he sell the car after that? Or?
The car already belongs to somebody.
And then somebody hires cars to him to do it.
He must not be in the U.S.
Yeah, that's crazy. That sounds like some Saudi type shit.
Yeah.
I just got money to waste on a Lambo.
But hey, let's go, my brother. Throw that shit.
Yeah. On the Lambo?
I done seen some stupid art and get paid, so I'm with it. Like that lady that with the period blood art, y'all remember that?
What?
See that?
What?
Absolutely not.
It was a lady that would like free bleed on a canvas and sell. And yeah.
Oh wait, it's straight from Vegeta canvas. It's not even like put on like.
She's not
a brush?
Like painting it. Nah, she was just like period over the canvas.
That is $1,000. Like. So she just over here, like, what, legs spread for hours? Because, you know, like, it take a while for all that blood to come out.
I got to find it real quick.
Don't find it.
I don't want to see the art.
No, we good.
We believe
I got all y'all numbers. Period.
I don't know how, but that just mad Illuminati. I'll
fuck you.
That does sound like Illuminati.
That sound like some real, like, demonic.
Ew. That do sound demonic, like a sacrifice or something.
Like a sacrifice, like something. I gotta give up a piece of my soul, my blood.
She can only do one a month. That's crazy. That's not a lot of.
That's not lucrative at all.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's wild. I didn't know.
Imagine she's having like a bad hormonal month and she doesn't have a period. She's like,
I'm broke.
That's 2 months and no
work. There's some people that paint with it, like with a brush, but yeah, that's nasty. That's too much work.
Yeah.
That's too much gross. That's crazy.
Hold on, is this it? Yeah, I think this is it.
What you looked up? Oh, the art. It's fun. Okay.
Oh, okay.
You like, no.
This is him throwing the paint on like a.
Yeah, it's definitely not America.
Oh, yeah,
he ain't African. No, he's in Atlanta.
It don't even look tight.
That nigga from Atlanta.
It doesn't even look fly. It looked like what it is.
Is he fine? What's his page? Because if he's fine, they just be letting fine people do whatever.
It's like niggas will be like, hey, what happened to your car? Not like, oh, this is tight. Like, yeah. Oh, what happened?
One of your exes got a hold of it, huh?
This old boy, this is him.
They I wonder if you can go to the car wash after that.
Is he fine? I can't see. Zoom out. He don't look, his face shape, no. Hey, get that out of my face. Why they let this
nigga look like
that? That is Travis Scott. That's Travis Scott.
Did do 6ix9ine's. 6ix9ine's cars be like that, and they don't look that great. So.
They look like you left some.
I thought he was going to be swollen and fine. And it's like, okay.
He just be throwing this shit on cars, bro. Like, this is him.
It's a cool idea. Definitely a cool idea.
But there's no resale value for that. Like, why would you do that to a car that is that expensive?
It's a one of one.
That shit need to be one of
none. Ugly, no.
I hear that's what be going on, like, in those Middle Eastern countries where, like, everybody's, like, crazy rich and... Like, art is so big out there because if you think about it, if you grew up on a block where everybody's like trillionaires, nothing impresses people. Like your car don't impress people, your house don't impress people. Everybody has that. That's why they like art, because that's one of the only things that they're like, I'm the only one who got this.
That's why I thought it was in Saudi or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. That sounds like some, I got money to blow. Like, fuck up.
Like,
sure,
come throw this paint. I got 6 more cars. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
They go off of not the vehicle you drive, but the license plate that you have. So the lower the number on the license plate over in Dubai, the richer you are.
Really? Because you
ran out of shit to stunt with, clearly.
Yeah, like if you have like a 2-digit license plate, nigga, you balling.
Oh, it doesn't even have to be the legal amount of numbers?
It's legal. The legalities are different over there. So over there, like if you have 0-1, like the number one license plate, nigga, balling.
That means what? You pay like billions?
Huh?
I feel like you're making this shit up.
No, the reason they have so much money is because, okay, so when I went to visit, I remember meeting this guy. He kind of like told us what it was like of it. Because I was like, why is it so opulent? I get like oil money, right? But in my head, somebody like owns it and they're, you know, their family's rich. But apparently, like, it's the king or whatever, the person in charge, like, it's they own the land, I guess. That's how it goes. I don't know how monarchies or whatever, like king, queen, I don't know how that works. Sheiks, sheikhs, whatever. And so sheiks. Any family member attached to him gets like $1 million a year, just like
that. By association?
Yeah, by association. So the closer you are in that family, like if you're like his son, like you get more than that. If you're like a distant, like fourth cousin, obviously you don't get as much. But like, I was like, that's why everybody here is rich. It's because you're related, intermarried to whatever family. Like if they're rich, you get a piece of that money too. So I was like, oh, that makes sense.
That makes arranged marriages make way more sense.
Yeah. Because it's like, we're guaranteed this amount of money every year.
Yeah. That's crazy. That shows a lot about our unique need to stunt, though. Because, like, when I heard about that, it's like, people out here, if you got a Lambo, you're more than likely going to drive down the street and be one of the only people with a Lambo. But when everybody has a Lambo, they're just like, oh, shit. Like, how do I shit on niggas?
Right.
The most expensive license plate.
Everybody over there look like Drake.
$14 million.
No way.
$14 million. Oh, so they be buying 9. Them off of people?
Yeah.
Hey, that's crazy.
That's the worst stunt I've ever seen. I would never feel some type of way about that.
That's crazy. Oh, they're having a whole auction for that.
Pull up. You can't even rap about that. Like, I pull up with a one on my license plate. I'm dumb.
I'm the one.
I'm sure somebody over there is rapping about it. Somebody
exactly over there, you can.
Yeah, somebody is speaking Farsi and said it's that. And everybody over there was like, oh, you got a one on your car.
When Drake dropped that line, he was like, I pull up in a Mercedes Pullman. You niggas have to Google it. I definitely went to Google and was like, what the fuck is a Mercedes Pullman? And I was like, oh, okay. It's the car that the royal family arrives in. What is it? People with like, what is it called? Diplomatic immunity.
That shit ugly.
I think it's player. It looks hella royal.
I don't like it. Is it the big box top with the big box top?
Yeah, how did you spell it?
Mercedes Pullman, Pullman.
It looked like this one.
After that, y'all was gonna let that slide.
No, I didn't.
I thought he said Puma. Whoa.
Can't see Roxy.
Sorry, Roxy.
That shit looked like PlayStation 1 graphics.
Shut up.
Boxy ass car.
That's what I'm saying. But the newer one, I see how it could look okay. That shit looks weird.
Yeah.
That's crazy. People will just buy stuff because it's expensive. It's like the look of it is kind of an afterthought. It's just how much is it?
This black one looks like a stupid limo.
Went on. Let me see.
Yeah, that looks ugly.
What's it called?
The black one?
Pullman.
Mercedes Pullman.
The S class, but that's ugly. Like
for a funeral.
Somebody getting shot. Somebody getting assassinated.
Low key.
JFK got shot in that shit.
A drop top version.
A drop top. Back to the left, man.
Why is my dumb ass scrolling on here? The newer one looks funny.
Yeah, the newer one looks like
corny as hell.
That one. That's what I was looking at.
That one was kind of nice though. The blue one.
That looked like an Uber XL.
Nah, when I get that's crazy to me. See, if I get a lot of, you know how people are like, oh, I'm gonna get this like Bugatti. I'm gonna get a Lamborghini if I have money. If I have,
why
money,
are you Italian?
I'm getting like
Lamborghini.
Lamborghini. No, I get a lot of money. I'm getting like a remade like 1930s, 1940s car. I'm not
getting
going.
A new accent.
They give me the Lamborghini.
Ah, giving me a new voice. How much for the new voice?
Don't
talk the same, huh?
I'm gonna be going. You gonna see me in a 1940s car that is like redone. Oh,
long ass car. This car long as
hell. I want a DeLorean. Or I want a Mach 5.
You want the concept of that, but them cars be shitty as hell.
I just want it. I'm not gonna drive it. I just want it in the driveway.
Probably the most impractical car that you can own. You gotta really redo everything up to today's specs. The shocks are horrible.
I'm not driving it.
The trunk is in the front.
She's
smart.
What's wrong with the truck being in the front? That's like a Lamborghini.
It's small, Meg. Like, it's literally
is it?
The depth of the trunk is maybe 6 inches. But then it's on an incline, so it's not 6 inches the whole way through. You can't even put like a whole lot of groceries in there.
6 inches?
I got no Lamborghini.
No, it's the Lamborghini is sometimes deeper than that, Meg. It depends on which one you get.
That's you can't even put a duffel bag in there.
You can't. 6 inches is crazy for a truck.
It's not big enough for a duffel bag, Meg. I'm telling you, you have to put the duffel bag in the passenger seat. Meg, I had the DeLorean.
Where'd your DeLorean go?
Got rid of it.
Why you ain't saving it for me?
You did a whole photo shoot with that.
You know I wanted it just because we met after you got rid of it.
The windows only come down this much on a DeLorean.
They don't go down all the way?
Nigga, this much.
Well, that's stupid. But that's why you don't drive it. It's just to go in my yard.
The horn is on a turn signal. The horn is on a turn signal. It's not actually on the steering wheel. The gas tank is inside that small ass trunk in the front. You have to, so like, if you're driving right here.
I don't want it no more.
It's
thank
in
you.
Front of you.
That's all we wanted, Roxy.
At a weird angle with the gas, the gas pump, and hold it the whole time, or else it'll slide out.
What? I don't like how you did them fingers.
Horrible. The shocks are horrible. You feel every bump on the road because it sits so low. So you have to redo the shocks. It is the most impractical car.
When did you get a DeLorean?
I rented it on Turo and then I returned that bitch.
Did you?
Wait, if you park in a parking lot, can you even open those doors like that?
You can, because of the way they swing up, it doesn't really go outside. It's not too much wider than the average car that's next to you. I mean, it's not wider than the body of the car. The way the Gulf doors lift up is kind of like this. So it's not like they go out and then up. They just go straight.
These hand movements you've been doing are really good. I'm not even being funny. Have you done puppeteering? Because you did this shit.
And so, puppeteering a car?
No, just it was all of it. Like, I pictured it.
See, I just saw a Tyrannosaurus Rex with his short arms.
Very much gerbil arms.
How would you puppet a car though?
He was good. No, just puppeting in life. Has he ever in life puppeted?
Let's hope not.
Puppet.
Let's hope not. Puppets is pretty low on the entertainment.
Hey man,
the Muppets still holding on strong.
Ain't they though?
Are you going to a show that a nigga has a puppet?
Is it the Muppets or just a puppet?
Puppet.
Look at this one, Roxy.
Oh, no, I don't want to just see a puppet. That's pretty.
This a wide body DeLorean, but it probably has like $120,000
worth. And the trunk still don't trunk?
The trunk is in the front. It is tight though. That back there is the engine.
That's what I'm saying. I'm getting all the holes in the DeLorean.
So that window, that small window in the middle, that's the only thing mm-hmm. that comes down.
Oh, nah. Okay, y'all just doing it.
In the back?
It doesn't come down.
It's going to be hot as hell.
Just that little small thing right there. So
that there was the window and then the little mini window.
Yeah, they should remake it for like electric. They should make an electric new one.
They do. They have a new one.
And that one's good too. Is that one better?
That one's better. Yeah, that one came out. I think they started. I don't know if they're actually selling them now. They've just been showing off the prototype, but they have the new ones. But
let me see what that
is. This is about as good as place as any for us to jump into today's first topic. Shout out to our special guest. Today, Roxy Hayes is in the building. And shout out to the OG squad. We got Meg Scoop. We got Lulu Gonzalez. We got Patrick Cloud. I'm to hear more. We're going to jump into today's first topic. Right after this. First topic of the day. We putting it to rest, putting it to bed right here. All Def Digital Squadcast.
Whoa.
Sweet grits versus savory grits. Let's do it. Mm. Let's do it. And you got to pick one for life. Ain't no going back.
For life?
Savory.
Sweet.
I'd go savory.
Okay.
Put some salt in mine.
You know.
Now, here's the thing with sweet grits, though. Keep in mind, sweet grits is going to be butter and sugar. Savory can be, goddamn me, butter and salt. It could be butter, salt, and cheese. It could be the...
Wait, what, baby?
All that savory.
No, no, no. You have to, because if you're saying that, then there's other sweet things that you can put in grits.
What else you going
to
put in grits?
You got to pick, we got to do one to one, what? Like apples what? And apples, orange and
orange. I put like preserves, like strawberries.
Preserves.
Yeah.
Okay, but then listen, you can do all of that. You can put all the sweets that you want to put in your sweets, but you can never go back to the savory. And if you pick savory, you can never go back to the sweet.
Ooh,
but what's in the savory? Cheese?
You got cheese. You got the... You got like
what's shrimp,
spicy chipotle sauces. Sometimes I use shrimp.
You can put shrimp and sweet grits. I did it before. It's actually really
shrimp
good.
And sweet grits is disgusting.
I'm not gonna lie.
Hell,
weird, but I did it before and it was really good.
Hell. Yuck.
That sounds disgusting.
That sounds nice.
But hey, it sounds like good. Whatever you want to sound like, but the taste is phenomenal.
It sounds like it tastes disgusting. I don't want it.
If you've ever had like sweet and salty together, that's what it tastes like.
Okay, it wasn't just, but okay, if it's sweet, can I still add salt? That's the thing. Can I do a little half and
ain't
half?
Ain't no hybrid, nah. Pick one.
No, that's nasty. It's
why is salt savory?
Because of the flavor profile.
Why can't be neutral?
It's not. It goes on.
But you know,
it's on the savory side.
Yeah. Tongue profile.
Like sweet versus salty.
Yeah. Yep. You know how your tongue has several different. Okay, we're not gonna.
What are the what are all of them? Sweet, savory. There's like a rant like
umami, sour, bitter.
Umami.
Yeah. Umami.
I thought umami was the whole thing. I thought umami was what something hits all the flavor sensories on your tongue.
It's like because it's like
sweet, sour, savory, umami. You said
that's
umami.
I said no.
You said umami.
You said umami. What's that taste? Oh, mommy.
That just means that shit too good to explain. I said umami.
You did.
You
did though.
Run the tape back.
we're gonna play it. Everybody's gonna see it. They're gonna put oh mommy.
Put in the comments what I said.
You said oh mommy. What is oh mommy?
Sweet, savory, oh mommy.
I said oh damn. Oh,
you was confident too and loud.
I was correct. Y'all probably was loud.
And then there's sour and bitter.
Then it was a glitch. Shut up, all y'all. So yes, salty is its own tongue thing. I brought up the shit. How dare y'all sass me?
Well, low key Lulu's right because salty and savory are different.
But salty by the savory, sweet is at the tip of the tongue.
So shit, what the hell is
salty?
Savory
ain't even close.
I thought savory would be like adding whatever meats and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's
like...
that's the umami.
Damn, savory is umami. Yeah.
Yeah.
Savory so is umami or meaty.
It would go both ways. It's bisexual.
So I don't understand this anymore.
I'm finna Google that. Salt bisexual.
What are we talking about?
Is salt savory?
Asparagus is considered under meaty and umami.
Hey, oh, that is salty and savory are two
but it I definitely like, is meaty. Pause.
Well, here's the thing. It says, wait, no. It says it's the opposite, though. Wait a minute. This is okay. I'll give deep in this. It don't matter.
It does.
Salt.
That's what we're talking about.
But I feel like
salt. Okay, how about we just do sweet grits, salty grits, and just leave it at that?
Salty grits.
Well, you know, salt and like pepper versus like sweet sugar.
You just said you put all that salt in your savory grits.
I didn't. What? I don't. This is getting too confusing. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. I don't be salty. What's going on? I was just asking questions.
What are we doing?
Because Roxy messed everything up with umami.
I just be asking questions.
Man, listen. We can just do sweet and savory. It's just it's as simple as that. You know what?
Just saying, look, sugar grits or salt and pepper grits. Oh my gosh. Why you be that's as simple as it gets. Pick. And then you can add whatever stuff you want to add.
Okay. But I'll be adding salt in that profile.
What if I don't want pepper, Megan? Huh? Did you think of that?
Roxy, you just being a brat today. Your little hairstyle is really determining your behavior right now. Now I don't appreciate it.
Was I acting different last week?
Take your goddamn t-shirt out your mouth, fucking six-year-old. Every time you get cornered, you put your stupid t-shirt in your mouth.
Are y'all yelling at me?
Oh my gosh, I feel like to hear when I ask questions. Jeez.
Well, hey, I am a guest. I'm not feeling like a fucking.
You've been over right our now. House. You've been on this show slash our house.
You been going in the fridge without asking. You good? No.
Yeah. You get your own water now. You are not a guest anymore.
I feel disrespected. Okay. Well, if I got a pick, I'm after being accosted. I'm going
accosted.
I've been accosted here. I'm going savory. I just feel like it's more stuff you can do with savory than sweet. Hell it's only a couple things just off top, and I don't want sweet all the time. You know what I mean?
Sometimes you don't, or you do?
No, I don't. It's just I'm too old for sweet. My back be hurting, so yeah, I'm going savory
because of the sweets.
Because you know,
Roxy goes... eat a cookie and throw her back out. I've never heard that before in my life, but okay.
I just start feeling like my body be in the ADHD. I can't have too much sugar, so yeah,
I feel like the savory has more options when you looking long term.
That's what I was saying.
I don't know. But when y'all be eating grits, like, do y'all eat a lot of grits?
Never.
It's just a side. Unless
I moved out here. Nah.
Unless I go to Waffle House.
Nah, unless it's like a restaurant that has like specific shrimp and grits as an entree, like another broken egg. They have the normal shrimp and grits, and then they'll have like a brisket shrimp and grits, and they put brisket in there with the shrimp and the grits and cheese and the sauces. Some fucking delicious ass
brisket and shrimp and grits.
You be meeting up in the morning. That's a lot of meat.
Hey Pat, don't even come my way with that, bro. I didn't make the meal, right? I just said I ate it before.
Specifically sought out a brisket.
It's a limited menu. They only.
I've never heard. That's
delightful.
That's a plug because that ain't nobody knows about.
I've never heard of that. You got the DLC of shrimp and grits. Shrimp and brisket and shrimp. It's like, goddamn.
You like a little grits with your brisket?
No, that sounds like an Atlanta plate.
For real.
They do it at another broken egg. It's a decent chain. They got them all over. They got it in LA.
They got some good stuff.
North Carolina.
A restaurant called Big Back.
You say what, Lou?
I want to
start a restaurant called Big Back.
That's tight. My gosh, that's hilarious.
Wait, was the brisket in the grits like the shrimp?
Yeah, it ain't on the side. You ain't just taking a bite of brisket after a spoonful of grits.
How big was this bowl?
Huh?
It's an entree. It's big enough for
an
entree.
Entree of grits right in the middle.
Yeah, I thought, yeah, it wasn't no top.
It ain't like mixed in. It just put on top in the middle and you mix it how you want.
Yeah, it's layered. Like I thought, oh, they saying, layered like, it's on the side.
Top
layer. Saying it was like on the side and the salsa. Like you put a little brisket with it. Like, nigga, it's all together. Hey, nigga, don't ask me no more questions. Y'all go to the website and figure
that
it
out. That was cake. Damn, brisket and shrimp cake.
I have grits. Like to me, that's the one thing on my plate that is sweet. Because if I think of a breakfast plate, right, it's eggs, it's like your bacon or your meat, whatever. And then you have like maybe a biscuit or you have some, you know, like a bread thing. And then you have grits. To me, I always make my grits sweet because that's the sweet part of my.
No, you gotta have a little something part. Sweet.
Same.
No, but that's I don't necessarily, if I don't have like waffles or something, well, I usually won't do grits if I have like waffles, but if I do grits, it's usually sweet. It's my sweet thing.
A little touch of something sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet grits is crazy. But also, I feel like if the Black community wasn't so divided about this, I would never even think about it because I don't even be eating grits like that.
We know, Mr. Cali boy. We got it.
Okay, so
these are the staple in the South.
These are the normal shrimp grits. I'm a fine one with the brisket in there.
Yeah, do look good.
They have oxtail grits. I ain't gonna lie, the oxtail grits was fire. But that make me
this
go.
Shit
is there some
fire.
Sausage? What's that, andouille?
Yep. Got the andouille sausage in there too.
I miss the sauce.
Oh, then there's just a grip of stuff.
Look at this shit, man. It's delicious.
Hey, that look good. I don't even
like
eat
the first picture.
So heavy. Y'all don't be feeling like that's heavy when you have grits and they put all that stuff in there. That's why I don't. I think when I first moved to Atlanta, I did shrimp and grits all the time. And then now I'm like, it's such a heavy breakfast when you put all that stuff in there.
That's why you got to get it mid-afternoon. Yeah, listen, you can't get that with nothing else.
This is a brunch meal. You get drunk, you eat something heavy, you go take a nap, and you get up and you go party. You don't do this every day. This is a special occasion. It's usually with, you know, held off for Saturday.
Very, very specific.
subscribes to here every Tuesday. This is a normal Tuesday for him, huh?
Hey, we did go a lot to the point where the bartender knew us, so we would sit at the bar and he would just give us drinks for free. He would make that mimosa. So because we get the pitcher of mimosa, they got this lemon blueberry pitcher of mimosa.
Ooh.
Sound real good.
Shit.
I like everybody was talking shit.
Then
was like, wait a minute.
Y'all trying to go?
Wait, hold on. Do guys be drinking mimosa?
Yeah, let's go.
This one, I don't feel any way about it. This one has vodka.
Yes, Pat. It's on brand. I'm talking
this
about
one
other
has,
dudes.
You can
like,
put,
like manly dudes.
Hey. I mean, I like, when I go out with dudes, like if it's a brunch and we get mimosas.
Yeah, my hoes be drinking mimosas.
That's what I'm saying. So, what are we doing right now? I don't know. I feel like I don't see dudes drink mimosas.
My young lads be drinking mimosas.
Hey, Roxy, that was the gangster shit that you've ever said.
My hoes be drinking mimosas.
Don't try to make us feel less than for wanting some OJ.
No, not OJ. Because in my head, it comes in a little champagne glass. So it's really, you know, y'all really
got to drink whiskey at brunch.
He wants something delightful.
Meg, first of all,
I have no problem with it. I was just asking because I genuinely don't know this.
Champagne glasses are universal. They be at weddings and shit. Like,
right, but I'm talking about brunch. That's what I was asking.
Meg, you can also put tequila. That picture I was talking about, it comes with vodka or tequila in it.
Oh,
so it's not just the mimosa.
That'd be a sweet brunch.
I call it a man-mosa. When you put the tequila in it. Listen.
Yeah.
Listen, orange juice and champagne don't make you less of a man. No.
Yeah. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, I don't really see dudes drinking out of champagne flutes for brunch. That's what I thought.
You need to
I feel like if a dude was like, damn, I'm not manly because this is a skinny champagne thing. He's the sussest person in the room.
Of course he wouldn't say that. I'm saying I just don't, like, I'm thinking about all the brunches, especially in Atlanta. I don't recall dudes drinking mimosas.
They be sharing hookahs, dancing and shit like that. That's so suspect.
Sharing hookah is insane. Not even
switching. They don't change the tip.
They don't even switch the tip. Like,
they freaky.
On my tip.
They freaky.
Yeah, no, they're hella freaky.
They don't be switching no tips.
Yes, you do. You take your tip.
You're supposed to.
Everybody got a tip.
They be doing it. They be drunk. Like
to hear why you looking like. Also, to hear, I want to go to brunch. Let's go.
I switched the tips.
Yeah, you switch the tip.
You hold your tip in your hand.
I do, girl.
You hold your tip in your hand until the rotation comes back to you, and then you put your tip back in. You hit the hoop, you take your tip off, and you pass that hose. What do you? I don't know what type of nigga.
I have seen some people not switching tip though.
That's crazy.
I said, yeah, you do, but them dudes in Atlanta don't be doing that.
The tips are free too, so they just doing that on unnecessarily. It's not like you have to pay extra.
I have been to places though, because you know when they make you get the hookah, they be like, for how many people? So if it's like one or three people, they'll only give you like three or four tips. So if you have more people there, you got to pay for the extra people. So they will give you a limited amount of tips if you try to have more people, because you got to pay for that. You got to pay that sitting fee.
So that's when you got to share tips?
Or you just pay extra.
Nah, we sharing tips.
I mean, niggas be rotating blunts. That shit seems
like the same. It ain't much different from that.
Never done that either.
Ain't nobody rotating nothing except they lips on the same blunt.
Yeah, you're supposed to put your lips to where your lips say.
Exactly. So now y'all want to get all blue.
Is the opposite.
When somebody put it on their lip, I'd be like, oh, I'm not smoking.
Yeah, you still tongue kissing that nigga.
It's wet.
Y'all still tongue kissing in my book. Y'all saliva touching each other's lips, nigga. Y'all tongue kissing.
That's what I think. That's the only thing that I always thought about. Like weed smoke, I'd be like, but like y'all just be smoking right after. Like, what if you don't know them? Smoke after them.
That's why coke is better.
So what's the answer?
We're learning a lot. I'm going savory.
So, that's right.
You're telling all on himself.
He's like, bottom line, do coke.
Yeah, I do it every day.
Really, that's really all I'm trying to say.
My man Moses, do a
that's
line,
really why he got that piercing. When he sniffed, it goes through both nostrils.
Wow.
Oh, shit. Keep that shit open.
I just
let's go ahead and put it to a vote. Let's go ahead and put it to a vote. What y'all going with, sweet or savory?
Savory.
Pat?
Yeah.
Savory.
Savory's
got it on that one. Meg, Lou.
Meh?
I said nah.
Oh, I thought you said meh.
Meh. You don't want these savory grits, eh? Savory. You're going sweet. You're going down the wrong road, kid.
All right, so since you didn't say that, that's what I'm going to start saying.
Yeah, same.
Man, damn it.
All right, man, we're going to jump into the next topic, going right into it. Next topic of the day, we have, would you rather save 5 family members versus 500 random people?
I have a question.
Yes. What's your question, Roxy?
Do I pick the family?
Yes, you get to pick the family members.
Okay. And then if I want to kill some family, is that an option? All right.
Why add that?
Hey, baby.
You're just going to be outside of the 5.
Family members.
I mean, yeah, you kill them if they outside of that 5.
Oh.
Wait, and everyone else in the world dies.
Listen, this
you
is...
500
yes.
people.
Okay.
The whole world?
It's not like you're saving them and everybody's like, this is it.
So even if 500 people die,
let's say it's a group. Yeah, it's a group of 505 people, right? Damn. So you can either save your 5 family members and those 500 die, or you could save those 500 people and the 5 family members die.
And I pick the 5 family.
You pick the 5 family that's there with you.
Okay, that's easy. Hey, y'all. Hey,
500 people ain't that much.
Yeah, y'all can go. Hey, Thanos, snap their ass on. Only really, because I got a daughter, so that means I'm
Lulu. Why you counting so slow?
I don't really have a lot of
decision.
I don't have a lot of five people you want to save.
That's
God
crazy.
Damn.
That's
crazy.
She's
got a 3. I got a 3 and a possible.
Yeah, I got like 2. I got 2, but I'm like, I really like them 2 a lot.
But the other ones are like all the kids. It's like, damn, I got to pick 2 of them that I like.
But then that don't mean that they die. It's just the 5 for sure.
No, he said in the other, and they go with the 500, right? Or not?
But, no, the, yeah, the 500 is random,
it's
right?
It's 505 people at this event, all right? 5 of your family members, 500 are just random people. So you're either going to save those 5 family members, or you're going to save the 500 people.
From death, right?
So like
from
we at Universal and some shit go down and you have brought 4 of your family.
Here's the funny part, though. So if you don't save your family, okay, you saved your family, right? Then that means that's just who you're with for the rest of your life. Is that what I'm
understanding? No. It's just 500 people. The rest of the world is fine. It's just 500 people. It's
just why wouldn't we pick family? I don't get the benefit of
saving. Well, that's a lot of people to see.
Well, that's why I asked if it's like the death, like there's no other people in the world. You're either going to say 500 or you're going to say five.
What if it's 500 people in a different country that you've never even seen before? You know,
I mean, it's still just sad for 500 people to die. I'm picturing that we at Universal and it's some bang shit, and they're like, we finna bomb this motherfucking place. And then you take your five family, or these 500 people could live. But it could be like some babies and some kids and shit.
See, that's what I'm saying. I'm with Pat. If you put it like that, where it's like, oh, y'all get bombed, you either pick the five or 500, and then y'all go live y'all's lives with the rest of the world, then it doesn't make sense to choose any type of like people that aren't your family. But if you say in this society, it's either going to be you and your five family members or you and 500 people, and that's it for the entire world. Then it gets a little harder because are you going to just live your life with your family and then after y'all are dead, that's it?
Yeah.
You ain't going to have nobody to have sex with because it's your family.
That's the only bad part. Who?
No, you. What if you're married? That's your family. Y'all dead after that. There's like, if you don't have no doctors in your family, ain't no doctors. If you
look it,
like, there's
still 500 random people. What if they're all
annoying? What if they ugly? Yeah, not some ugly
bums.
We gotta get some ugly dicks. Because I want to save your ugly ass.
Roxy, that won't be the first time you'd have some ugly dick. Shut your lies. That's true,
but not picking. I could have picked. Sure, we all done fuck some mids. But the point is, I don't want to. We just fuck the earth at this point. Everybody can go. I want to end the days with the people I like. I don't know y'all.
Hey, what's that movie here? Where there's like a box and like it's a button on it, and if you press it, somebody random dies.
You get a, isn't it like you get $1 million, but somebody random dies somewhere in the world so that you don't know?
Oh, was it they were like all standing there and then they were like the whole movie?
Yeah.
Okay, Pat.
Are you serious? Y'all wouldn't press it?
Not that quick. I think about it. Shit.
Yeah, I would think about it, but it's like one random person out of 7 million or 7 billion.
What if you kill a baby?
Nobody cares.
What if you kill a serial killer that was on his way to do some shit?
Boom.
What if it was your mom?
Which one?
They said, wouldn't it be random people? I know her.
Your mom could be a random person, meaning like that's a person in the world.
If my mom was the random person out of everybody on earth, that's not fair. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I thought it was a random person that you didn't know.
That's what I'm saying.
No, they could be
somebody you know.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. Y'all know.
You didn't say that.
But I got to press the button or I got to kill them, but they just did.
Oh, the box. Damn, that looks
I don't want to kill him.
When did this come out?
Cameron Diaz. That footage looked ancient.
Yeah, when did this come out?
I always know how old the movie is with Cameron Diaz based on her nose before or after she changed it.
Damn, she changed her nose?
Yeah, look at her in the mask. That's a different nose.
Hey, she was hot as fuck in the mask. And what was the other one?
That was something about Mary. That was her
original face. There's
something about Mary and the mask. She was fine.
She was thicker, real nose, and she was thicker.
Her face was beautiful.
People be.
Oh, it's on Apple TV?
Nah, that was something else. This is it right here. This is the trailer.
But yeah, we can show trailer. Oh, okay, we got plenty now.
Oh wait, don't show it to here because what if we can't do
okay, the right.
episode? Oh, see, I helped.
Good call, right?
Am I killing the people?
No, you know, nothing kills them.
Oh, they just die? Oh,
they just die randomly, and you get money.
I get money too.
Yeah, I would be like, how many times can I press it? Would that mean multiple millions?
Wait, what? You get money?
Would you stop at a certain amount of money or would you keep going?
I would stop at like 10.
That's what I said, about
10 what? 1,000?
No, 10 million. Million. If every press was a million, I would get like 10 million out of it. Then
I might do 15. I might do cool 15.
You know, about 50.
That's not a lot of people.
15?
People die every day, you know?
People die every day.
Oh, it's random. Because I was like, yeah, what if we just pick and we can pick? It's like, oh, you want to die?
It's
like,
random.
It's like, I want to self-suicide. Let's just get you up out of here.
But it's like, random. I would feel just as bad about the one as I would like 10, you know? like 10 and 1 to me is like, damn, I killed somebody today, you know? But
man,
I don't think
I'm finna be feeling
I don't think
you wake up like, ah, time to push that button.
Oh, every day?
Good day's work.
So you would be like, can I keep the button?
Just
is this just
case.
For now, or can I keep doing this?
That's hilarious.
See, that's some investments to make.
It's like, yeah, but we're not paying you anymore, Lulu. That's all right. Somebody got to go. Day.
Nigga just drive with the box in traffic, somebody cut him off.
Bop you.
Oh,
now a demon crazy. Resources need to come and take the box away, like you do it too much.
The evil planner. Hey man, we gotta take the box away. We stopped paying you like 2 weeks ago.
You cashed all the checks.
Let me press it one more time though before you take it.
What's going on?
This person is sicker than us.
Hell is cool, man. Stop.
This is not what we wanted to do.
One yeah, more time.
For the road.
For the road.
Get my daily dose.
Come on, man. You can't take the box. Freaking the fuck out. That's hilarious.
Oh, shit. That's crazy.
I'm going family. I think everybody was too willing to kill off them 500 people. Oh no, y'all good.
My family.
That's crazy. Meg?
Family.
Family. All right. Family has it on that one. That was a bye,
somebody gotta go. Y'all better know me right now. So you're not no stranger. They say hi on the street, bitch, and you back.
Oh my god! Hey, y'all are menaces, bro. you niggas is ruthless. All right, we're gonna move on to this last topic of the day. We have
the nigga coming through to take the box is crazy.
Hey, this
like you're doing too much, right?
And he's gonna have to come with backup too, because they don't trust you at this point. So they
don't she like, oh, y'all finna get boxed out.
We changed our mind.
Our last topic of the day. We have this one's kind of crazy too. It's kind of dark. Would you rather find a body versus be a witness to a deadly crime?
Ooh. Oh, find.
Fine.
Yeah, I've done both. So yeah, definitely find.
Witness?
Roxy, you be just saying shit and just slide it in so casually, bro.
Go ahead and elaborate. Which you can't time? Say that. You found a dead body?
I mean.
You said which time?
Well.
Because she said she did both. She witnessed the crime and she found a dead body.
Are you the killer? Like at this point, that's... Yeah, I found it and I witnessed it.
Well, I didn't. Somebody else was there already, but I seen it. I just seen it there. But let me rephrase that. I didn't stumble upon it. It was already dead, and I was just over there. And I was like,
"Where was it?
Like, was it like a homicide, or was like there?
Yeah, somebody had got killed." Okay. And I was just, it was in Sunnyside. And I was like, oh, okay. I didn't find nobody, but I've witnessed a couple crimes.
Murder?
Like, where someone died?
Somebody didn't die, but they was trying to, okay.
I'm not talking about you witnessing theft.
No, they was trying to kill. It was, okay, I was in the car when they did this drive-by.
All right, wait, Roxy.
Pause.
No.
Is it okay to tell the story?
I done told it already.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. They never found out they did it. This was so stupid. Okay, my boyfriend at the time came to pick me up with his friend. It was his friend. He was in like this big body something. My friend and my boyfriend, me in the front, and the dude and two people in the back. They was back there doing cocaine. So I should have just got out the car because I was like, this is a lot for me. And then he was like, yeah, somebody stole my mama's lawnmower, the dude that was driving.
That's not why the driver.
I swear to God. He was like,
that's not why the driver.
He said, this motherfucker stole my mama's lawnmower. We finna get his ass, right? So we pull up to the park, and I'm thinking, get his ass, me and y'all finna fight. He started, this motherfucker pulled the gun out, was just like, ah, ah. I was like, oh my stars and stripes. So he shot up the park, and then the cops in the car. I'm trying to, it's a lot of details to the story.
Did he hit him?
No. I was like, come on, man. So then we went back to his mama house. They ended up finding the lawnmower. It wasn't the dude's house. The cops came and they tried to arrest him, but it wasn't no witnesses for real. So they couldn't. And this was years ago, so I don't even remember nobody's names. So even if the cops was like,
that is
that's an open case. I'm like, I don't remember shit. But yeah, hey, so.
What kind of lawnmower was it?
It wasn't even a riding lawnmower. That's why I was like, this is a lot for this push lawnmower. I think it was just the principle of it.
That nigga was gonna go to jail for the rest of his life because his grass was growing too high.
Yeah, I was like 17, 18, so I can't tell you. I don't even remember. Wow. I don't even remember my boyfriend's last name. Thank God.
I didn't even know
you was dealing with niggas doing cocaine at 17, 18.
I didn't know. I didn't know. That's why I think I had a child at 19. Cause the Lord, universe, whoever was like, hey bitch, you need to sit down. There's a lot going on.
That is
cocaine. They was
where are you from?
Houston, that's what I said. It just
are lawnmowers like a big deal out there?
No, that's why I don't think that's
was it the old school one that's just like it turns
it
like
was,
that.
It was just a regular
push
one.
Vintage
like push one, like the push ones with the circle like that.
It was just a push one.
I didn't know niggas died right over those things.
Yo, I didn't either. That's all like I ain't
catalytic
never
converters. Lawnmowers
and
pickup door trucks, the back truck on a pickup truck.
Don't be taking nobody copper.
Like crazy.
What?
Well, wait, the little flip up thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can take that off.
Yeah. The bed door on like pickup trucks, Chevy.
Why?
Petty. That's so petty.
Because like if they break or something, instead of going to a dealer to get it replaced or something, you just go to the black market. My homeboy had his stole twice.
Mm-hmm. That's a crazy thing to come back to your truck and see missing.
And that shit gone. Was they taking copper in St. Louis? Was that a thing?
No, this like was copper I was talking about homeboy in Texas.
I've heard of
they
that.
Did it in Dallas. I remember when I lived in Dallas that taking the copper wire was a big thing.
Oh yeah, yeah. They'll break into an abandoned house or like new houses that they build. They'll break in those houses before they get bought or rented.
That
out
makes sense to copper. Me. Because you could sell them. Mm-hmm. I just the back door of a pickup truck is insane.
They be taking gas tank doors like the actual people just I feel
for
like
real
people, yes Texas they be wilding.
That just seems like it's slightly annoying. It doesn't even seem like you'd get a
like,
lot of
yeah,
money.
Yeah, bitch, you think you're gonna
like
get your gas
crimes,
tools?
Man.
It's so. So also before I say this last thing, I'll stop talking. There are forests in Houston, and I was gonna text y'all because people were sending me the actual names, but it was like 2 weeks later. So I was like, they don't care. But now that I'm here, I got actual.
We know there's forests in Houston. It's just the fact that you quoted like, oh, I'm in a Houston forest. Like that's like, that's not
in
where
a Houston.
They gave me the
names.
They're
all
the
same.
No, they gave me the names, and I'm like, when I come back, I'm going to show these sons of bitches.
That was just a lot with 10 trees in it.
I was getting fired. Y'all know how I'm fired up. I got about them forest people DM me talking about, bitch, you don't know geography. And I'm like, you're talking to me. I'll show you all.
Shit, if niggas is stealing or shooting people for lawnmowers out there, I can see why they'd be
crazy.
Mad.
That shit was crazy.
That's
so
insane.
Yeah, witnessing a crime that you're not part of and you can't really control is just like the dead body, you already dead. You there. Like, you know, it's a little terrifying at first, but they already dead. But the right. crime and you part of it, like there's the fear of me going to jail. There's the fear of you doing something to me. What's the crime? Like,
right.
I'm not, yeah. you know.
It's a deadly crime. That was the thing. It was a deadly crime.
Oh, somebody dying in it. So I got to watch somebody get murked.
Somebody already killed somebody. So if they see you watching, they're not going to be like, yeah, they'll go and try to kill you too.
This was recent too.
This is 2024, bro. They still doing it. They still Texas is different.
You have to put a lock
bro.
On the back.
I miss
of your
Texas.
Truck.
I'm going to visit in a couple months. I've got to go.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie. I didn't know that little door was called the tailgate. I thought the tailgate was the barbecue.
When you
on
be
back.
Partying.
That's,
you thought it was a barbecue that's on the back? That's what makes it a tailgate?
I thought tailgating meant like you was like partying and barbecuing at the back of your car. I didn't know the actual door was called
that's
the tailgate.
That's so funny.
Okay. It's okay, baby. You're going to
I never had a pickup truck. I'm okay with not knowing that.
Yeah, funny.
I know. Oh, God.
If I didn't tell you, I think you only owned a scooter. Like, you were like, you own a scooter only.
I'm sure people assume I'm on the spec.
On the
spec
is crazy.
Oh my God.
It's okay.
I've had people ask me, they be like, hey, Pat got a little touch of the tism. I'll be like, no, he just a little.
Yeah. Damn. The tism.
He on the spec.
I mean, oh, shoot, we all wait,
have you
spec.
Ever gotten, you never got diagnosed?
Diagnosed? I didn't know. Like, I mean, what do you swab? Like, how do you even test for this?
I don't know. It's like a test.
You got a series of questions and make you do experiments. And see.
Yeah. I don't know. I tested into Gifted when I was a kid, so I guess I just didn't test anything else. I see now that doesn't mean anything.
Is it a swab?
I don't know, that's not how autism works.
I just thought that some people
are you a genetic carrier for autism? Did you get that checked?
No. Don't, why are you seriously asking me?
I don't know.
Even if I was, that's not why I'm asking these questions. I just don't know some things.
You don't know a lot of things. That's okay. We all don't know things.
Yeah.
I make some more remedial than autistic.
There you go. I'll take that.
You're welcome, Pat.
Everybody doesn't know stuff, but everybody's just like, yeah, I know that. Yeah. And then they just let the subject pass.
Yeah, but it's a big spectrum.
There's like big things that a lot of people don't know. You didn't know that.
Tailgate.
You didn't know that gloves and mittens were not the same thing.
Oh, I forgot about that.
You got big knowledge gaps.
They have a test for adults. This is
that's the one Amanda Seals.
Oh, we're really doing this.
Y'all seen that?
This is for autism in adults assessment. So you,
you should take this test, Pat.
Yeah,
you can take it online.
Right, go down to signs of autism. What is that?
It's not an official diagnosis, but. I feel like most people are on the spectrum though. I used to work in a
okay. So these are the signs right here of autism: experiencing difficulty in conveying emotions.
Hey, let me move this window.
Huh?
I have to move this window. Okay. Side. Preferring solitude over socializing. Me. keeping a consistent daily schedule and feeling anxious when it's disrupted. Absolutely not.
Right. He's the opposite.
You just skip like four other ones though. At the top,
unintentionally appearing impolite, Kurt, me, misinterpreting sarcasm and interpreting statements literally. I got that.
You don't have autism,
you don't have that.
No. Wait, go back up.
Okay,
some of these check out difficulty in conveying emotions, me, displaying intense interest in specific topics, yep, challenges in comprehending others' thoughts and emotions. No, I'm pretty good with that.
That's on the
where it says signs of ADHD because that.
No, I know I have that.
I have that.
Oh yeah, me.
Yeah,
all of that's
yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
Oh me.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
Me. Oh my God. Me.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do we get a medication for this?
Holy shit, go to your
primary care doctor, girl.
But I bowled
300 with that second one.
Yeah. I don't take the medicine. I don't like how the medicine makes me feel. So I don't take the medicine.
I have adult ADD, not ADHD, but I take medicine like it's like once a week but mine is more so for like driving because I can't drive long distances without falling asleep.
No, I don't
need a
CPAP.
I don't have CPAP.
That's a sign of a CPAP.
Because my dad and my brother both use a CPAP. So I was like, oh, it's hereditary. And I went to go get checked. They're like, no, you don't need it. But if like XYZ starts happening, then you do. So I was like, but I get sleepy like when I'm driving. And they're like, well, do you have ADD? And I was like, huh.
Forget it. Sleepy?
So you got the D with no H.
Because they were asked, like, there were some other things, and they were like, well, like, do you have a diagnosis for ADHD? And I was like, So then I went to go talk to my doctor, and I do have ADD, so I was like, oh, I can get this medication. So I use it, like, because I have to drive my son to, school, and it's far on Tuesdays, and so I take it then so I can make sure I focus and drive.
You get hypnotized by the lines of the road and fall asleep?
Yeah.
It could be just trying to sell medicine at that point, because that just sounds like you get bored.
No, I really do. And that's like, but that, like for me, it's yeah. driving like past 10 minutes. I get sleepy. Damn. It doesn't matter.
Oh, God damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Give it that medicine.
Yeah. 10-minute drive, you're like,
yeah, that's crazy. Right, that's right, in the store. Right. So, damn, this route's taking a long time.
That's not safe.
Yeah. I know. That's why I take it medicine.
So I'm told y'all. What was the question again? I'm sorry. I got my ADH is H-ing.
Would you rather find a dead body or witness?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
See, we offer.
Well,
we
what if like the dead body was like mangled and like all type of like, like if it like Nicole Brown Simpson like scene, like ugh, that's...
Well, I mean,
huh? You said what?
You saw the pictures from inside the house?
No, you didn't. You never saw that documentary where they showed the pictures of the no. crime scene.
They
of
showed
blood.
It.
It was a lot of blood.
But I mean, if you were a witness, you would see that shit real time anyway.
Oh no,
right?
I'd rather watch see it after the fact if I got to see it.
Can I pick the deadly crime?
No, it's murder. You're a witness. You're not a part of it.
Yeah,
murder.
What if it's? But what if the witnessing crime is not like? What if it's like? Oh, I punched this man and he died, and then
that's still.
But then the one you find is gruesome. So it's like a punch death versus like a gruesome like.
Oh, I blood. Thought it was the same type of death.
No, it doesn't have to be.
Like you witnessing OJ leave the scene of the crime versus.
And he's like.
It happened.
that's scary. That's scary. That would be crazy. This shit.
Then he gets
nah,
in.
I don't want to see that. Nah.
He was such a narcissist. I feel like he would do
please
that.
Please catch him.
This shit is hilarious.
He would have done that and been like, I don't know what happened. See ya.
Nah, I don't want to see that.
Witnesses be disappearing.
Yeah. That's scary. And then
I'm
a snitch.
Do they know you witnessed the murder or do you just witness the murder?
Ooh,
I was under the impression they didn't know you witnessed it.
Like a camera?
Camera would be the best case scenario, but if it goes to trial, unless they avoid the trial, if it goes to trial, you're more than likely going to have to
testify.
I don't want to testify. No, can I just write a letter?
Protection, change
only,
my
only
life?
Time, because if you refuse to testify, they can hit you with a subpoena and make you testify.
And I'm a
only time you typically don't have to testify is if it doesn't go to trial, so they don't need a jury. That's
yeah,
when they
I
want to
see
it.
The body. I'll
wait,
see
but
the
I,
body.
I thought some witnesses like choose not to take the stand.
Yes, but if it's a testimony is crucial in conviction and them getting the conviction, they will subpoena you and you would have to go to court.
No
but isn't that why some people get off?
From anything. If anything happens, they won't protect you because they're like, well, we offered you.
Oh, no. Something's out in the elements.
Man, that protection be lasting for as long as the trial running. When the trial is over, they be like, all right, see you later.
Yeah, because me just saying a dead body mean I'm just kind of fucked up, but maybe I'll get over it. Witnessing, that means like I got to go to trial. This could last months. The dead body thing, I go to therapy, pop a couple pills, I'll probably get over it. But witnessing and
pills?
Like, that's gone.
Hey, but let's go ahead and wrap this one up. Y'all keep telling on myself.
I never said I did it. Okay, so I'm going to go with see the dead body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd rather see a dead body, too.
Same. Lulu?
Same.
Dead body.
Same. All right. I might not even report it.
That's crazy.
Ooh. Oh, no, then you an accomplice.
Yeah, you're going to jail.
All right. Damn. Well, shout out to our special guest Roxy Hayes for pulling up. Shout out to the OG Squad, Med School, Lulu Gonzalez, Patrick Cloud. I'm to hear more. We'll see you next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.